Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm up in here. Look, my husband's in the middle of
organizing.
No, glass job pre-production, so he's leaving for tour soon. Our house is upside down, and that motherfucker makes a lot of noise all day long, and I just can't.
Practicing.
I can't. Loud all day.
So, that's why I can't have a husband. That's why I watch Love is Blind, and I can't relate. I don't want a man in my house.
Listen.
I gotta get out of here.
I don't either, but here we are.
Are you looking forward to having the alone time?
A
no, because you're going to have to watch out for them babies.
Yeah. Okay, B, here's the problem with you. What? Like to low-key shade a motherfucker because you are over there living it up.
Uh-huh.
Cute, privacy, don't got nobody but a dog.
Uh-huh.
You over here reminding me, you're like, oh, that lifestyle.
That
oh,
lifestyle.
That married shit. That married to a straight man shit. Oh, girl. I felt that.
Sorry.
But Love is Blind, I'm ready if you're ready.
Let's get right into it.
You want to start at the top?
Let's get right into it. So everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I'm here with one of everyone's favorite guests. There's so many return guests, but you are probably, this is like your fourth or fifth time.
Girl, I'm on the show.
Okay? All the time, yeah. It's Melissa.
It's life on the B-List, and then sometimes he lets the D-List come. Hey!
It's Melissa, formerly from the real world, New Orleans, and also of her own podcast, Imperfect Strangers. Soon to be real world New Orleans reboot. How much are you allowed to talk about that? Are you allowed to address it at this point?
It was announced in the trades.
Okay.
And then Real World Homecoming, MTV, Viacom, whatever, they sent out an email with a little, mm-hmm. you know, like suggested copy because they would like us to promote it. We're not allowed to say much about it, but we are mm-hmm. allowed to say that it exists.
Yeah.
So, but I know that you, after the show, we go behind a paywall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Find us on a paywall.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Plug. Everybody, after this, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/theBList, and you can subscribe to the bonus episodes where we'll be talking in depth about the real world, New Orleans.
He said in depth. Now you're in-depth. Trying to get my money taken away.
The homecoming.
She signed an NDA, but.
You know, I really liked, we talked about this, but I didn't like the New York one. I loved the Los Angeles homecoming real world.
You know why you love that?
Because Tammy.
You messy.
I am. But you know what? I'm telling you, whatever they paid her, it's not enough, because I talk about this almost every episode on here. I talk about it with Jonathan or whoever. That scene of, you know, the one I'm talking about.
Because you were Latina.
Yes. Yes. When she was standing there in a bonnet, chain smoking her capris with her Versace robe on. And then they said the N-word and she's like, And she was staring at him. And then she just started going out on him. And then Irene stands up. She's like, yeah, don't say it in word.
But they were using a
hard R too. And then she looked at her.
Cafe level. I was like,
it was crazy. And it was coming from every direction. They was like, inward, color person. And she was like, don't you say it either. You Latina.
Girl, why does she not have a sponsorship with the cigarettes, please?
It's crazy. Because it's not a good look.
Because the shit was
iconic. It's not a good look in 2022. We're not trying to work with the nicotine companies.
Oh, we aren't.
Especially a black woman.
We aren't. Well, that don't apply to me. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but if you want me to, I will.
Okay.
He said it's not a good look. I've never seen cash not be a good look, but okay.
That's so okay. Oh my God.
I enjoyed that episode too. And I think that she created single-handedly. She didn't even say a word yet. It was the dangling of the cigarette.
Yeah.
With the bonnet. It was a combination of a lot of things. And then the side eye look that David gave from the sofa, trying not to laugh. That was.
Because he didn't want to get into it because he knew what time it was. He's like, I'm not getting into this.
That was classic viral content. I was like, oh, well, promote the show with this here meme. Like, what are we saying?
But that's what she does. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she gives you those moments. Yeah, she's professional.
100%. Now, will I be giving you moments? Listen, because here's the thing. You get the same check whether or not you give a moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't give some, but.
Yeah.
I am also saying, like, girl.
We're going to get into it.
Though. Don't worry.
We're going to do it. First things first, Black History Month, almost over. In my opinion, one of the saddest Black History Months. In modern history.
This one has been wild.
It has. Well, Meg Thee Stallion and Trey Songz were going back and forth about shooting someone in the foot. Wendy Williams. There's a couple of bright spots. Where do you want to start?
Hold on. Which was the one that went my favorite Black History moment? Do you want to start with Love is Blind? Are we giving spoilers? By the time this comes out, people have seen it.
I hope so.
Okay, because I just tweeted.
It'll be a week from now. Yeah, it'll be about actually in a couple days. So yeah, I hope so. But I'll put a spoiler alert out. But first things first, I want to talk about current events. Wendy Williams, I can't go on this podcast without addressing the fact that months of speculation about the fate of her top rated show, they finally announced that it's going to come to an end. They announced that Sherry Shepherd is going to replace her. Did you know that? Did you know that part?
Hold on. I just thought Sherry Shepherd was coming in until she came back.
No, it's ending. It is going to be the Sherry Shepherd show. I know your face. Everybody, Melissa's face right now. This is a fucked up Black History Month. I hate this. This is the most ghetto Black History Month ever.
Hold on. I didn't know that it was over for good. And did they say what's the deal with Wendy?
No, they have not mentioned anything about what the deal is with her health issues. Streets are saying that it could potentially be early dementia. That's what they're saying. I don't know. It's so sad.
Yeah. Well, she was an icon. You know what?
She
was doing things before any of us.
She's still here.
Yeah. Correct. He said is. He said, don't be past tense, my lady.
No, that's my woman. Don't. Oh, I'm so sad. But you know what? She gave us so many moments, like, honestly, in a short span of time. Actually, it's been 14 seasons, I think, of her show. So that's a long time. And that's a long time to be on the air for anybody, especially a Black woman in a male, white-dominated industry.
She was giving moments before the show.
Oh, yeah. When she was on the radio.
Let us not forget the Whitney moment.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. That's news to me. I had no idea because I wasn't. You know what it is? There's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah.
So I just be scrolling quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can't be.
Yeah.
The tweets just be telling me everything. But I. Wow. I'm upset. Okay.
You're taking it all in. What do you think about Sherry Shepherd replacing her?
You know what? I met Sherry Shepherd.
You did? When?
I met her one time. I was a PA on the. Look at me plugging my stuff. Hi, Jamie Foxx, if you're listening.
Oh, right.
I was a PA on the Jamie Foxx show and she was there. Very lovely, very funny, very warm, very inviting. And I'm, I didn't realize that she was getting her own show. And that's wonderful. I'm so happy for her.
I don't fuck with her. She's a flat earther, but that's just me.
Hold on a second now.
She said something about flat earth and I was checked out. Bye.
Okay, Russia. You are over here just dropping bombs. Hold on.
Yeah, Google it. That's what they said. Mm-mm.
You better stop.
It's too rich for my blood. I believe in a round earth. I heard she's also like a crazy Christian evangelical Christian, I believe, as well. Now I'm just starting shit.
Stop it.
I'm starting shit. But no, she really is.
She ain't no flat earther. Stop. I don't believe. I'm going to Google it when we get off.
I'm
going to
Google it right now while you're on here. Hold on. Flat earth Sherry. Sherry. Let me just look it up.
Okay. You don't need to. I believe you.
He said, it's all over Google. Look it up.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that she was lovely to me when we met.
I really think that NeNe Leakes could have been a nice replacement. Because you need someone mean. You need someone mean. You've got a bone to pick with people.
You need someone mean who values the check over the consequences.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And NeNe constantly fought with Wendy, too. Remember in the press, they were friends and then they weren't friends. It's like you need someone who's just kind of like doesn't know which way is up. Fighting every 5 minutes.
Wigs.
Yes, wigs. It's a terrible place to live in, but I love watching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so right. Who, yeah. What was that casting?
I'm always right.
Well, maybe. Correct, me too. It's so hard. What was, why, I wonder, was NeNe not offered it? Does she have some weird contractual stuff with Bravo for the rest of her life? Or like, what's the deal?
I don't think so. She definitely doesn't have any kind of contracts going with Bravo because they don't want to work with her.
Okay, he is over here. Maybe his show should have been you. He said, you need somebody mean. Maybe. He said, oh no, she ain't getting a job over there.
She ain't getting no checks over there. I know that much. The phone's real dry. Yeah, I know, because NeNe tried to sue Bravo, or she threatened about like legal action against them because she was implying that they were like treating her differently because of her skin color, you know, just paying her less than other people. I don't know. They're paying you less because you don't really have the fan base like that. You got a couple of memes and stuff like that, but really your Q rating is probably not that high. You used to be in television, so you know what a Q rating is.
I absolutely know what a Q rating is.
Mm-hmm. NeNe doesn't, apparently.
So. Listen, though, the thing is, likability doesn't matter these days.
It kind of does, though. I mean, you know Candy Burris? She has a really high Q rating. People really
relate to her.
She's
lovely.
She's lovely.
I like her a lot.
To her. Me too. See, exactly. It's the Q rated speaking.
I mean, but I also feel like we reward notoriety. We do.
And bad behavior.
You know, a check is a check is a check. In reality TV world, you could be good or bad. Mm-hmm. You're still going to get that check.
Yeah.
So I wonder why NeNe was not offered that gig. Shit, Tammy could have done that job too.
Tammy would be amazing.
Show it.
There's a bright spot.
They didn't
there,
offer
Black History
it to
Month.
Any of the real girls?
No, not that I know of. I don't watch The Real.
What about Tamar?
Tamar Brown.
Braxton.
Oh, Braxton. Oh, Tamar Brown. I was going to say Tamar Hall. Is it Tamra Hall?
No, it's Tamron Hall.
Oh, right. No, I don't know about Tamar. I don't really know anything about Tamar Braxton.
Excuse?
No, I don't really know much about her.
Oh, she was the best part of The Real.
I didn't watch The Real, so...
And you didn't watch Braxton Family Values?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. Should I start bullying you? How Black are you? What do you mean? No, I shouldn't bully you at all because people still get on me for not watching Living Single. So let's just table that. It can't be two okay, biracial. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about who's Black or this
no,
is going to
nope,
go
No, we're
awry.
Not
going to
police people's okay. Blackness. There was a bright spot during Black History Month. Just today, Ketanji Brown Jackson. President Biden formally announced that Ketanji Brown Jackson is going to be his nominee to the Supreme Court.
Lovely.
If nominated, confirmed, or if confirmed, she will be the first Black woman to sit on the highest court in the nation.
That'd be nice. Maybe she can get that other one up out of here.
Well, who's the other one?
The one that we talked about before that we hated. I already forgot her name.
Oh, Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, she got it. She still has to go.
Oh, she's the devil. Jonathan likes her. He plays. He says he likes her. He's playing your face. He said, because she don't like Black people, neither, or no, not Black people. He said, she don't like gay people, neither do I. You know Jonathan B. So I'm like, sometimes I have to be like, you guys, the views expressed on this podcast are not as
you better say that, because it's still hashtag stop pony over here.
We don't like Amy Coney Barrett over here, but good for Ketanji. I'm sure she'll get confirmed. It's no issue. She's a Harvard girl. I would like to see some Supreme Court nominees that went to public colleges. All of
what
them go to
Filipino.
Would love that too. There's room for everybody. We need to get some people to retire.
Who's the one?
Clarence, up out of here.
Well, all of the straight men.
Spend time. Yep. honestly, a whole court of women would be really.
It would get things done.
Yeah. We just need more women leaders in general, because we wouldn't be in the current situation we are right now, which is a fucking world war.
Mm-hmm. Because did she not tell you? Did Hillary not tell you exactly what was going to happen? I've seen every clip of her explaining it to a T, exactly what was going to happen. She told y'all, as she's Boosie's daughter. Mm-hmm. I told y'all. She
Yep.
She told y'all. She told y'all.
What a mess. I'm seeing the craziest stuff, though, like the images. Did you see the tank run over the car? All that shit.
I saw a girl on a bicycle and her legs got ate up by an explosive. And I was like, I had to turn it off. And that's why I'm saying I've been scrolling, and that's why I have to turn it off, because, you know, I want to be informed. But at the same time, with the age of social media, just the level of graphic, real-time photography that you can get is too much. It's too much for one person to sustain.
I will say the one positive, though, is that the age of social media is changing world wars. Now, this will be the first world war that we will have social media through. Yeah. And the positive about that, I think, is that, I mean, you saw last night, I'm sure, all the images of all the Russians that are protesting against the war, which is pretty much unheard of previously to go against such a dictator. And I think that it's largely in part due to people being able to actually see other sides of what's going on. You know, there's so much Russian propaganda and all that stuff, and they get completely different news. I mean, imagine living there and thinking that this is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, it just goes to show you also the power of misinformation, disinformation, and how far it can carry you. Because here we have in the US Americans that are cheering for Putin. Because they too have fallen prey to that same disinformation. It's just like, girl.
Fox News.
All day, Tucker Carlson.
So crazy. And they're the ones that call themselves patriots. It's insane.
Listen.
That's a whole other podcast.
I ain't never been a patriot.
I can't. Do you watch Celeb Big Brother? Have you ever?
I didn't, but I was interested in the cast. Sure.
If it was going to be that rumored cast where it was like they had Tiffany Pollard, Nene, all these people, absolutely, I would have tuned in. But they just had Cynthia.
And that was the only reason why I started to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because when I was sucked into the rumors. And then when they laid out who it really was, it was like four of them motherfuckers. I didn't even know who that is.
Yeah. Todrick Hall. What are they doing with Todrick Hall? Lamar Odom.
I did want to see Lamar Odom, because I don't care what nobody say, after earring backs, he had a fan for life.
After earring backs?
Do you know the earring backs reference?
Is that what she smells like, earring backs?
Girl, that shit had me dying. I know.
Wait,
so
when did
wrong.
They say that? When did you? I've heard this before. What is it? You're talking about Chloe, right?
I'm not. You are. See, that's like Voldemort. If you look in the mirror and you say Kardashian three times, bad shit's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Okay.
But when Lamar Odom said the comment about earring backs, like, it was just so specific. Like, how was that just so readily available and on the tip of his tongue? And a thing to say about,
especially for a man to know about that too.
Well, also, have you ever smelt an earring back?
No, I haven't. But I'm sure it smells like nickels. Nickels.
Wowzers.
Dirty nickels.
Wowzers. Way worse than that. It's not good. Ugh. So anyway, I'm a Lamar.
It smells like Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Double homicide. Yeah, it's
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I want to watch it, but it's already ending now, so I'm just like, whatever. And it goes so fast. I feel like you have to be watching it every day of the week. You have to be watching the live feeds.
Well, and I was going to say, the real stuff happens on the live feed, and who has the time? We have so much other TV to watch. And furthermore, I'm not good at strategy and games. So, like, I don't understand what we're supposed, what's the jury, what's this, what's, I don't care. Just get me to the arguing parts.
Yeah.
I don't want to see y'all jumping over boxes on this AstroTurf.
I'm exactly the same. I say the same thing. I want to skip through all the challenges. I'm like, this is so boring. But when they're sitting around the house eating chips and fighting, I'm like, yes, what's going on? Okay, at the dynamics. Yes. That's the part that I would be in the house for, just wearing a bathrobe and just scheming.
Correct.
But I think that I would be good on it. But I also know that I probably would not be good on it. You know what I mean? I would go in.
Well, you just want to serve looks. Have your little comments.
Have my little comments. I'd
have your weighted blanket.
I'd have my weighted blanket. I'd be in the HOH room. But I feel like my interviews would be really good. Like when I'm away from everybody, I'd be like, I'd eat people up in the testimonial.
You
room.
Are going to talk your shit for sure.
I don't like that bitch. And first you get out of there.
We still got real recognize right? real. Who are you talking to? I could do an interview, okay?
Yeah, that's true. they just rebooted Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did you hear about this? Like as a drama.
I've heard good things.
I have Peacock. I might dip in. I don't know. Looks interesting.
Oh, wow, you got all the streamings.
I do. Some of them I share with exes.
Okay, getting checks, okay?
Okay, we get checks over here.
All the streamings.
No life and all the streaming services. Yep. It's a long winter.
You know you got cash if you got Paramount, too. That motherfucker ain't cheap.
No, that one is an ex's account, but he don't have to know that. Okay.
See, I got in when it was $5.99.
I'm using an ex's login, so we're going to talk about that.
But, standing for streaming.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air looks interesting, though. I might watch it. I don't know. Maybe. What is it? It's just called Bel-Air. It's like literally just called Bel-Air.
Yes. But I also think at first when I started reading about it, there were some people were taking issue with all of the characters being named exactly the same when we have these very iconic characters, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Uncle in Phil. Our brains forever. Mm-hmm. So like when I think of Hillary, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not seeing this new Hillary. You know, I'm seeing Karen Carson.
Yeah, she's so dark-skinned, this girl. A lot of them are darker skin than the original cast, which is nice because it shows a little more
range.
Yeah.
Listen, I might watch it. I don't know. I still have so much stuff to watch.
I'll watch it so y'all don't have to.
Okay. We'll take it.
You do have a lot of stuff. I was telling you about Gilded Age. You have to watch that. If everybody, by the way, watch Gilded Age, it's on HBO Max. The best way to describe this show is it's not good or bad, but it's great. You know what I mean? Like, it's not amazing. It's like, but it's a great, easy watch.
Okay.
It's just like,
I like easy. Is it visually appealing?
Visually appealing. And you like some of the characters.
HBO Max as well. I got into that just for the visuals because I said, if it's going to look like a nonstop Fiona Apple video, then I'll love it. But my girlfriend was like, you shouldn't watch it because you have daughters and it's going to stress you out about what high school looks like. I started watching it and I was like, this can't possibly be realistic.
This can't be real.
But then I was like, you know what's crazy is it probably is very close to real. Because kids these days are wild.
They
have access to so much.
They do. They're so like, grown.
Don't you have to be a certain age to be on Grindr?
Are they on Grindr on the show?
I think somebody was on Grindr on the show in the first episode.
Might as well have been. We're going to get to that show.
Okay. I love that show, by the way.
Yeah.
It's nasty and terrible and horrible. I love it.
Rihanna's pregnant. We didn't talk about that. With a colorist.
Here's the thing about that.
I'm so depressed about it. I'm so, I can't even, I see these photos of her and I just have to keep scrolling. I can't like it. I'm just like, congratulations.
You know what it is? It's that you have to dig deep into your well of skill set. And do you remember when Mariah got with Nick Cannon and you love Mariah because mm-hmm. she's our beautiful biracial butterfly. Mm-hmm. She belongs to us. Mm-hmm. She resonates with us. The range, the yeah. hits is wonderful and perfect. And then she married him.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, hold on. I thought she, okay. Yeah. And then you just had to like delete that part to still enjoy her. That's what you're going to have to tap into to get into Rihanna.
So disappointing. But whatever. We're going to unlock that part of my brain. Oh, you froze for a second.
You froze too. I was like, hold on.
Oh, my bad. So you're going to have to tap into that part of your brain?
And if you can do that, then you can enjoy the fashions, which the pregnancy announcement photo, first thing I was worried about was them jeans. I was like, in this sleet and snow.
Yeah. Gosh,
girl.
Why that baby ain't got no coat on?
Just
why that baby ain't got no jacket on?
But, you know, we'll take it. I'm very happy for her, too. Very excited.
Congratulations or whatever. Queen Elizabeth was apparently dead for a couple of days. Hollywood Unlocked.
Hysterical. Not the most at Lilibet's.
Hood Booger Central. Hollywood Unlocked.
He said he was waiting for an exclusive statement from the cast of it.
So Hollywood Unlocked, everybody, if you don't know, just go on the internet and just look it up and just see the gutter butt Instagram account that they have. It's literally just like Fashion Nova ads, flat tummy tea ads, and then just like randomly on a Tuesday they like announced the death of the Queen of England. And he was,
but from his chest,
from Jason Lee, the main I guess the creator of Hollywood Unlocked, he was
certain.
It was early in the day and it was just all day long. People were like, so what's the deal? Because no other news source is reporting this. And why would your site have this exclusive from Buckingham Palace? And he doubled down and he said, you guys were just waiting for it to be announced. Like he literally was like, we're waiting for her to be dead. So.
Well, okay, hold on now. Mm-hmm. It's two sides to every coin.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Not you too.
Whether or not. Hashtag me too. Whether or not he said it, I also was like, she did.
I know. Part of me was like, well, it would make sense. I'm just waiting for everybody else. But because you know what? I actually would have loved for him to be right. Because how crazy because would that have been?
Well, that would have been a perfect ending to Black History Month. Can
yes,
we get one
Jason
win?
Get one win out of this. On Wednesday morning, a Twitter account purporting to be the Hollywood Unlocked account, Hollywood Unlocked page, posted an apology and blamed the mistake on an intern journalist. But then Jason Lee distanced himself from the account and the retraction. So I don't know. Then I went to go look up the Hollywood Unlocked Twitter account where the apology was posted and that was gone. It's a lot of funny business going on. I don't know. Again, get this today. This morning, Hollywood Unlocked published a post titled Fact Check, 10 Reasons We Believed Queen Elizabeth Was Dead.
They're still talking about it?
But no, they're basically apologizing. And then he put out an apology today. This is what he said. Although I've never been wrong when breaking a story because this involves the Queen, this is one time I would want to be. And based on Wednesday's report from the palace, I can say my sources got this wrong and I sincerely apologize to the Queen and the royal family. The Queen and the royal family are not seeing your apology, okay? Can you imagine their faces when they're getting like telegrams or whatever from the Hollywood Unlocked? What is that?
Hollywood Unlocked.
Like, I know the Shade Room, but what is that? At least the Shade Room is like an international brand. Hollywood Unlocked is like the Payless Shoes of, you know, like at least the Shade Room is like famous footwear.
That's what
Shade Room is like
do.
The famous footwear, at least.
That's what we're not gonna do. We don't make fun of no Payless Shoes. Payless Shoes is it.
Okay.
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 Ain't never been a ballet flat more comfortable than a Payless Shoes ballet flat. Okay. So stop it.
Okay. I'll cut it out.
No, you can keep it in. I just had to check you.
Oh, I'm gonna cut you. Jason Lee, his name is burnt in the industry. I feel like all he does is probably lie every day. Like, he's so crazy. Do you remember that video of Beyonce ducking and diving him?
Yes!
at the Jay-Z brunch? He's like trying to walk up to her and she was so
Beyonce's like, do not.
Yeah. She was trying
to duck
and
dive around.
If you guys have never seen it, just go to YouTube and look up Jason Lee, Beyonce. And she is ducking and diving this motherfucker at this brunch. She's like, do not talk to me. I don't know. She had her sunglasses on too, so she could pretend
you know
she could see him.
That meme that's going around with the dude, he's got the backpack and he's just flipping quick.
That was her. Backpack, backpack. Me when the food stamps stop hitting and he's just going into the store, just loading up his backpack. Also, guys, look that one up. Backpack song on TikTok. It's fucking amazing. So fucking good. It was
you
also
know what?
One.
We are entirely too online. It's
yeah.
Weird.
No, I love
we
it.
We go together.
I love it though. TikTok is so funny. It hasn't been hitting as much lately. I don't know if it's my algorithm or I feel like everybody's tired of it, but for a minute there, it was funny. Every day it was hit after hit after hit. Now I don't see as much.
I don't actually go on it. I just get the hits from my very well curated Twitter and they'll arrive to me. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't go on the TikTok.
In. See, I'd be in it.
Oh.
I'd be so fucking in it. You know?
When I'm, he's like, oh no, I log on, bitch.
I'm on this app and then I just switch over to this app and then I move on over to Instagram when I don't want to laugh, you know?
Oh, I just live on Twitter. Twitter is my shit.
Twitter's always funny. It always hits.
Always.
It's always a mess. Yeah.
It's never not been good.
Where were we? Twitter. I'm so glad Julia Fox isn't on my fucking feed every day.
When you tweeted that thing and you said the pants be hiding, the leather pants.
Oh yeah. When they hide it. I know they're worn out. And you know, what's crazy is that she really thought that she was like, coming up, she was like, oh, I'm using him for his money. Not really, because he didn't buy you new clothes. You was wearing he had you out there in the same a boot leather pant combo every single day, no matter if you were going to brunch, if you were going to dinner, a fashion show. He had you in the same looks. All you got was
and
one
you
Birkin
know leather
bag.
Don't breathe leather mm-hmm. don't breathe like that. So she kept putting those on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, she looks she
in this
looks like
inclement weather.
She looks like she smells. Azealia Banks ate her up.
Listen,
I love when Azealia Banks eats people. It is what it is. You already lost if you're fighting Azealia Banks, because there's nothing you're going to say about her that's going to change our opinion of her at this point.
Because, listen, she ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah, no. You know, so in a fist fight, I'm always going to pick Azealia. She's going to end it.
I wouldn't show up to that, to be honest. Not with them chickens in that closet. No, ma'am.
No. But Azealia basically ended her. Yeah.
That was, called but her, you know what?
Called her baby what a crack made. Baby. Called her son a crack baby.
Let's leave the children out of it. But points were made.
Yeah. So what you want me to do is Julia?
What's she going to do now, this Julia Fox lady?
Maybe be someone else's muse. I don't know.
Listen, she arrived though because they have a whole filter dedicated to that eyeliner. They have a whole TikTok, Snapchat, whoever filter dedicated to that eyeliner. So
oh, that's true.
She's arrived.
She doesn't get paid for that.
She sure doesn't.
People really mistake fame for like actual paychecks. You know better than anybody, but it's like,
I know better than anybody. Your famous but broke ass definitely knows it. Ain't nobody getting a check.
No, because you were talking the last time you were on here, you're talking about those checks at the beginning of the reality show thing. You know what I mean? But like, yeah. Julia Fox is not getting paid for these filters. She is not. She is flying on her own dime. She is not being represented by anybody. I mean, not that I know of. I could be wrong, but you know.
No, it's well, that's another thing about social media is social media fame does not necessarily translate to them ducats. Yeah. That's just the reality of it. And who wants to be social media famous without money?
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, like Tammy's not getting a check for that gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and she single-handedly made that show.
Okay, but I will say this with someone like Tammy Roman. Okay, so like if you become a GIF, you become a memeable moment once in your life. That's not really any real payoff. But when you're someone like Tammy Roman and you have a lineage of creating these memeable moments, naturally, there's a currency in that because you're always going to be relevant. You're always going to be popping up. I think that it's quite different when it's like Tiffany Pollard or Tammy Roman. They're going to always be on the tip of people's tongues. As opposed to someone who just randomly became a meme once and aren't able to really monetize that in the same way. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get it completely. Mm-hmm. But I also think that it, when we're talking about a Julia Fox character who's not getting paid off of her tiny moment in the spotlight, she also, you know, chose the worst character. Like, you really wanted to come up in the middle of this very strange, not awesome triangle with these two people who, you know, they're gonna, Kim and Kanye are always gonna be that famous, but it's not the kind of fame that we are all checking for. We're like, okay, I get it, you guys are breaking up, like, enough already, like, I can't do it.
And also, I mean, there's a difference in someone who is genuinely funny that people find funny, that people make memeable moments from, and then there's people that don't find people that you don't find funny that you make a memeable moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, does that, you know,
no, there's
what I mean?
Laughing with and there's laughing at.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like that moment has passed and she really wants us to believe that she
is smarter than that moment. She's like, oh, I'm going to be able to parlay this into something else. It's like, girl, good luck. We're not going to let you over here. I'm not letting you. So when I see you on the timeline, it's a wrap. Sorry, Julia. Yeah. Sorry. Nope.
Mm-mm. Scroll.
We eat you up. Nope. I don't think there's been a more disliked person on the internet in a while. I think everybody has pretty much, you know, coalesced around the fact that they don't like her.
Yeah, now I feel bad because is he likable?
No, at all. I don't like her. I don't like either one of them. Two things can be true at once. I don't like all three of them. I'm team me. I hope they all lose, to be quite honest. They all have too much money and way too much time, and they get on my fucking nerves. They lost me when he tried to run for president to split the vote in Donald Trump's favor, and that's where I draw the line. You're not
going to... I'm team never forget.
Yep, y'all can fuck around with my TMZ and all that stuff in the timeline, but once you start fucking around with my politics and getting in my... Because...
I haven't been right since slavery was a choice. Mm-mm. No, you ain't coming back in here. And you know, so that true. he barters in his blackness. Mm-hmm. He comes back around and when he needs it, and motherfuckers be falling for it. And I'd be like, but y'all don't remember slavery was a choice? Y'all don't remember the red hat? Mm-hmm. Same for her too, though.
Kim?
Because you grew up in that Oval Office.
Fuck that whole family.
Except Chicago. She is so cute.
I don't even know who that is.
Chicago is the pretty people. Little baby that looks just like my daughter.
Well, speaking of whole people that we do not like, Love is Blind 2 just wrapped.
Okay. I was like, oh no, are we waiting for the paywall? Okay.
Oh God. So we both just finished that. The finale was out today, so we watched that. Thoughts. I want to go couple, you know, names. What? Let's go couple by couple. How about that?
Yes, give it to me.
Let's start with Deep D and Shake.
And Bruno says it looks like rain.
You know, I really felt for this girl. I really like Deep D. She's gorgeous. She deserves the best. He was obviously not the best. Also, does he not have mirrors in his home? What does this man think he looks like? He was in the pods asking girls, are you fat?
I said, if we went to a festival right quick, girl,
would I be able to put you on my shoulders?
I was like, this is the whole point of the show. You know what it was?
I don't know. Can you? Don't look like you go to the gym. Shake. Almost called him Ashtray. Shake. If that's a weed reference, Shake, I'm going to be so mad.
Like a shortcut of his name, Abhishek.
Oh, right. Okay. You're frozen.
Okay, we're back. Okay, we're back. No, Shake is just a nickname derived from his full name, okay, which I think is Abhishek.
Hated him at first. Obviously, I think that you felt the same way after the show progressed. You kind of saw a different side of him. She kind of made him a better man. Right?
I hated him all throughout. There was no...
She's like, no, we were always...
I was like, hold on, we didn't come around.
We were never good.
We okay. weren't, especially not after I saw all that leather furniture. Oh, girl, it's crazy in here. I can't come
hate around. It. Hated his apartment.
Hated it. No. Well, we have to stay on topic, but when we get to the apartment that we really need to discuss...
Danielle.
I'm ready. You know what? Jesus. What? That was a lot of furniture.
Was that the one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
Deep D and Shake, though. I mean, what do you? Obviously.
Here's the thing, though. Obviously, they're for both of them because both of them have said, and I can't say Shake is. I got a white husband, so let's just preface it with that. Mm-hmm. But for both of them, there was this weird underlying, unaddressed,
internalized racism.
Yes, and they would coast along and talk about it a little bit. Then it would be like laughed off. And I thought a true gem would be to have them address it with each other. Like, why do we think we have this? And then you saw too.
But don't you feel
the attendants at their wedding were also not Indian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they were completely enmeshed in white assimilation.
But that comes with part of growing up in America. They moved to America. They probably were in predominantly white areas. So it just kind of ends up being what you know what I mean? The people you're around.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily a choice in every scenario. I'm not saying,
No, but
I think with him, I could definitely see it. With her, I felt like it might have been a situation where, listen, I don't know her upbringing. I don't know where she's from. But
listen, we don't know nothing about these people, but I do know that lady. He took every opportunity to say that he was not physically attracted to her. He was talking
about it every episode. Did I mention I'm not fucking her yet? I'm not really fucking
crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And like, something is definitely wrong with the show when Shane, of all people, is giving good advice and was like, you better dick her down.
Yeah, you better do it.
I think that I was so proud of her and so happy for her that she chose her and that she was like, I am not going to be begging this man to be attracted to me. And she is right. She was right in saying that he's not going to be able to find another me because he's not. She was lovely. She was kind. Mm-hmm. She
came from a good family.
She was great. And he messed that up. And watch this. She's going to get super famous, super loved.
Yep.
Because you know what this Love is Blind does to people.
Yep.
And she's going to get herself a little man. Watch.
Can bring him to the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now what, Abhishek?
What about Mallory and Sal?
I don't know why Mallory be lying.
She does not want to be with that man.
She don't like that man, nor does she like his banjo ukulele.
Listen,
get that tiny guitar out of here. I'm sick of it.
The thing about Sal is that he isn't attractive. He's attractive, but he just has all these weird things that come with him. Those weird sisters,
like,
and he got that banjo, the ukulele, whatever the fuck it was.
And Bruno says it looks like rain. Yeah,
he wants to get married so he can move out of that damn apartment with that roommate.
Not that roommate. But they be doing jam sessions. He likes living there.
when she went to go sit on that like futon couch thing, his roommates playing the music, I was like, this cannot be real.
Sal deserves someone who wanted him back, and she is going to milk that, because those were crocodile ass tears.
Yeah, she didn't want to be like, with him.
She was relieved the same way Shake was.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also didn't like how she played him when they all saw each other for the first time and she sat up in that corner kikiing with Jarrett. I thought that was mean.
Oh, disgusting.
It was so rude and so terrible. Jarrett shouldn't have done that to my girl, Ayana. And if another person tells me
that you look like Ayana, she looked gorgeous on her wedding day.
He said on her wedding day.
No, she looked gorgeous on every day. But like, I thought she was, no, she looked gorgeous.
You have been dogging me out this whole show. No.
Guys, I'm serious. I'm not trying to, no, Ayana is gorgeous, but especially on her wedding day, I thought she was the prettiest bride of all of them, honestly.
Because it was the eyeliner and lashes. It took her to another level. She's very cute. Everybody is like, Melissa, she reminds me of you. She reminds me of you. And then somebody on the tweets was like, she reminds me of you. I mean, she's annoying.
It was the hair too.
It was the hair. She's very cute, petite, sweet, lovely. I thought that they were a good match. I just don't think that he's ready for marriage.
I don't either. It seems like he's not ready to give up the single life, but Opa's father keeps him in check.
His parents were lovely. I love them.
Yeah.
And you know who else's mom I liked a lot? I liked Shane's mom.
I know they weren't going to see Yana's mom. Those parents, I don't understand what's going on there. What's happening there? They look like brother and sister. They were all like, and then they look like the same age as Yana. I'm confused. Are you confused? Clap if you're confused.
Good. They look good. I know that Ayana's dad was not having it.
Oh, no.
Neither he did a mother, golf really. Clap at the wedding.
Yeah.
You saw his face? He was not.
He should just be happy he doesn't have to pay for the wedding. How about that? Because most father of the brides usually have to pay for all that shit. This was free.
Listen, Shorty said, I ain't paying a goddamn thing.
He said, wedding or not, I ain't get paid for shit.
Do you think Ayana and Jarrett are going to work out?
You do? Okay. I do. Cause I think she's,
no, I'm asking you.
Oh, I think she'll make it work. Cause she's like she's a grown up, you know what I mean? She's like ready for this. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like she's waited to like sit down and talk about stuff and make changes necessary. She knows what she wants. He knows what he wants, but he doesn't know how to get it. Like he's still doing it. I found it distasteful that during the whole period where they're moving in together, that's like, you really want to spend every moment together because you have about 2 weeks until the wedding instead of going out by yourself at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's unacceptable.
I didn't like that either. However, she should have gone one of the times.
Yeah, she should have gone with them.
She should have gone with him. And then other times, because she's a homebody and that's okay. We love a homebody.
But you know, I like to fuck up. You know, I like to fuck up my boyfriend if he goes out. Oh, I'm gonna go out with Oh, cool. We going? Okay, let me put my pants on. Hold on. Let's go together.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Are you going down to the bar? I'll go down there with you.
I have been married for. Hold on a second. How long I've been married? Since 2007. Do the math.
What is it? 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
14 years. However long it's been.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience that part of being married is being BFFs like that. And where he goes, I go, and where I go, he goes. And it don't matter if you are not vibing the thing that we're going to. Do you think that I want to be at a Neurosis show?
Nope.
I don't, but I'm going. Do you think my husband wants to be at a gay nightclub called Plaid? He don't, but he's going.
Yeah.
And we have rolled deep together like that all this time, and that's why it works. And after a while, you start to like the thing that your partner goes to because you are seeing your partner in his full self when you can find a way to enjoy the weird shit they like.
Okay.
So I think Ayana should have at least gone.
You just dropped a gem.
Listen, you don't stay married for this long unless you guys can really rock together.
Also, you know, my grandmother always says only boring people get bored. So I can have fun anywhere especially if it's with someone you love. So
yeah, that's mm-hmm. very true. And yep. also I got a designated driver because my husband don't drink.
Okay.
He paying for shit. I love it here.
Yep. yep.
So like, I think that part of making a marriage work is really truly being best friends. And mm-hmm. she needed to see him in his element to understand what it was rather than asking him to stop doing that altogether. But also we're getting married for a reality show. Like, come on. Like,
yeah. Bro.
Stop this.
Speaking of best friends. Natalie and Shane, that is their favorite thing to say about each other too. You're my best friend. You two have known each other for 3 weeks. How long is it? How long is the show?
Six, it's six max.
6 weeks, right? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. oh my God.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what anybody says. I think during the fight where there were no cameras.
He said, something racist. He said something racist.
We are on the same page because ain't no way. That this one, girl who was obsessed with him
mm-hmm. completely said turned no at corner.
And the way he was sweating, it was more than coke sweat.
Oh, yeah.
The way he was sweating.
He was hopped up.
He was nervous that something bad was about to happen to him on national television mm-hmm. if it was revealed what was said. And I still think
he was on that stuff, though.
100%.
He was sweating like Bobby Brown when he dropped that that vial on stage at the American Music Awards or wherever it was. And yep, y'all go look it up. It's Bobby Brown drops a vial of coke on stage. I think it was the VMAs or something. It would be the VMAs, 1989. But just was doing his little New Jack Swing shuffle and it swooped down and picked it up.
Seamless like.
No, it was giving something weird. He was
a lot
sweating.
Of his stuff. Hysterical. A lot of his stuff was weird cokey stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely think whatever happened during that argument, she was like, I can't mm-hmm. do it because she was obsessed with this. She was in love with him. My thing is, though, which is why I need to see the mm-hmm. after show or the reunion or whatever, is that I think that Shane is automatically, immediately going to go date that insurrectionist. Mm. Watch.
Hmm. I don't know. You know, he pleasantly surprised me at that bonfire where Shayna came up to him and she was trying to be flirty and he shot her down, and the way he just stood up, that made me kind of like him a little bit. He's like, nope, you're not doing this with my wife. You're trying to hook my wife up with some.
This season was a roller coaster in terms of like who you hated and then who you liked every week. Mm-hmm, I was like, hold on. Last week I thought I liked this person and now I don't like this person. What's happening here? He did grow on me. Despite mm-hmm. the capri pants, despite the polka dot Nikes, despite the hot pink V-necks, he grew on me. Mm-hmm. I started to really like him. I got a dentist for him if he wants to get his teeth like mine. But I really...
He looked like he ate a car. He looked fucked up. I'm not going to hold y'all.
I'm talking about him.
I'm talking about Shane.
Listen, we don't talk about people's teeth. Especially not the way Paramount is about to run this old Real World. Do not do that.
So chomping them rocks. Sitting around eating boulders.
But he did grow on me. Okay. I did sometimes like him. And you're right. I think he talked to Shane too long. I didn't like the way that edit went. Because the sun went down and the motherfuckers was still on just that picnic.
I would have lost it. I was like,
you are not doing that to me on no TV.
Not on camera.
Like, because rule number one, this is another marriage scam. Rule number one, if you want your marriage to last, don't have me out here looking stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do not.
Yeah. Embarrass me in public, apologize in public.
That was not, I didn't like that. And also, Shayna, not even low key, highest of keys, mm-hmm. Mariah Carey levels. Highest of keys when she was like, you guys are completely incompatible. And he's like, what do you mean? And she's like, you're just so incompatible. It was on the tip of her tongue. She wanted to say, look around, she's Asian. That's what
I know.
She wanted
it was
to say.
Given. It was given that because you don't even know Shayna that well for you to be saying that. What about her? So
incompatible.
To me, honestly, I thought that they were a better match than Shayna and Shane. Shayna and Shane just looked like they would be together, but I don't see it. I mean, Shane ain't going to church.
Mm-mm. Shane love an 8-ball. That's what.
Yeah,
Shane
that's
loves.
What Shane loves. So,
and you know what? I think Shane probably would not have enjoyed meeting of the family because they were like, "Do you love God? Do you love dogs? Do you like riding bikes? Mm-hmm. Do you like guns?" I was like, "What the fuck is this? Get me out of here."
Which, by the way, Kyle, the guy that did go meet her family, he just wants to be in a marriage. He doesn't care who it's with. He weirded me out.
I think he thought she was hot. He thought she was hot and above his.
Yeah, he could do better. So he was like, "I want to marry her." I've never seen someone. It was pretty creepy. I mean, he literally signed up for the show and he's like, "Oh, I got to get married. Have to get married."
It was really weird. And she would have rocked with him, but she was physically not attracted to him.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, "Ugh." But yeah. I will say, since we love talking about people's teeth, the both of them motherfuckers had beautiful teeth.
They
Shane
did.
And Kyle had beautiful teeth. I loved everything about his smile.
Yeah.
Just the smile. Gorgeous.
That motherfucker looked like an Easter Island statue.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it. Couldn't be me. Y'all go ahead, though. Moving on. Danielle and Nick.
You're right.
You do. You really do. Danielle and Nick, literally the most toxic couple ever. You know, I actually like Nick a bit. He's messy, though. He stays in the drama. He was stirring the mess up every single time he got around the group. He was like, "Why are you gonna let her? You go, wait.
Hold on. You liked Nick?"
I do, because when he's alone with her, I feel like he's really trying to make it work. He's trying to talk her down from the ledge.
I don't like his tone. Because I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, sir.
Yeah,
but I might be insecure, but we ain't doing that. Not that voice. Listen,
they're not
that apartment
last.
Was jacked up.
The apartment, when her life was jacked up.
When he went in there and said, "Why you got a hot dog costume though?"
She looked like she lived in a home. What about your rent-a-center furniture?
Why was it? But so much of it. Why?
And all of it was broken. How is everything broken?
Every single piece. She's like, "Hold on, your friends don't come over and break your coffee table." No, bitch.
How you got so many clothes?
Dude, what about the red upholstered chair all by itself? It was a dining room chair in the living room and it looked like a cat post. I was like, man.
She weirds me out. I'm not going to lie to you. She weirds me out.
I think she was gorgeous, though.
Yeah, she's pretty, but like.
I think she has a really pretty burlesque sitting in a big martini glass look.
Yeah,
I think her face is beautiful. I think her teeth are beautiful. She does have a lot of insecurities, and she was honest. She's like, "It's rooted in, you know, my weight issues." But I also think, and this is going to sound terrible, but I also think her mother keeps her insecure. Because the mom had weird commentary and was telling all her business.
Oh, it's true. She does. Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But they are not a match.
They're not going to last. Sorry to say. Sorry.
Well, listen, I know this is 2022. Don't run me off the show. Don't run me off the internet after I say this. But I was thinking maybe Sal and Nick could give it a go. You didn't disagree, though.
I'm not saying nothing.
No, you're not gonna leave me hanging. You better.
I see it.
Okay.
I see it. I saw it a couple times with Nick. He had like a flare when he would talk. You know, I could feel it. But I love them. Hey,
yeah, right?
Sal. I thought Sal was like probably the most attractive of the men. I think probably now in hindsight, I think so. You know,
and he's like a
good. He's nice. Good body.
He had pretty hair.
Yeah.
He was kind.
Yeah.
I don't know about that guitar though. Every time though.
I don't want to date anybody that plays an instrument. No offense, Melissa. I know. Yeah. I don't want to date anybody that plays an instrument. Don't be around me playing this fucking guitar all the time. I want peace and quiet.
Let me tell you something.
Bring that fucking ukulele.
Hold on. Have you ever seen a picture of my husband?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, not just any instrument. My husband can play every instrument. You heard?
Oh, God. I used to play an instrument, so no shit, you know. I used to play the drums.
Well, that's one of the better ones to play too. My husband does that. It's noisy as hell, and we about it to is. Break up. But
yeah,
it's very sexy.
Those are all the couples. Good luck to everybody. Okay. That's all of them. Is Danielle and Nick, Ianla and Jarrett, Deep D and Shay.
Why do you call her Ianla?
What?
Why do you call her Ianla?
Oh, I called her Ianla. My bad.
We got Shane one couple, Kyle. Two couples. Okay, two couples. We got two couples out of that whole shebang. Do you watch Love is Blind Brazil?
No, I'm not watching the international ones because I can only deal with American dysfunction. It seems like a lot.
If you get really fucking high, hear me out.
It's good.
The American overdub on top of like, because you know that the translation's not all the way right. If you get really high and watch it, it's hysterical. But on Love is Blind Brazil, these contestants take it a step further and they go back to the house and tell people about who they're liking. Mm-hmm. And like competing with each other, but like face to face in a way that like Americans don't do. So like they go back and it's like, Tiago, are you really liking Anna from San Luis Obispo? And he's like, yeah, what did you say? And then like they go over each other's conversations and shit. It's great.
Huh.
And the fashion.
I might give it a try.
Listen,
it's the same format.
Watch.
Like the same, they move in. Okay.
Yes. There's like weird soft racism. There's like an Iranian guy on there and he's like, doesn't want to say where he's from because he doesn't want that to taint everything. I was like, hold on now.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's cute too. He's the cutest one.
Listen, I want to go to the bonus episode. I want to talk about a bit more. I want to talk about New Orleans, Abbott Elementary, Euphoria, all the stuff. Tell the people about your podcast, what episodes you have coming up. Yay. You just released one on February 18th. You just released a new episode, right?
Really? I've released new episodes every Friday.
And
what's exciting about Imperfect Strangers podcast is that we just wrapped our fourth season, which is crazy because the first time we met, I came on, I promoted my show. It was brand new.
Yeah, it was brand new.
Three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are now. You and I go together. Uh-huh. And I have four seasons in the can. We have 80 episodes available. The show has done amazing. You can get it anywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify. Imperfect Strangers podcast, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Twitter. It's just really been a really fun and interesting experiment because, as you know, the premise is two strangers getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're 80 episodes deep and like we really know each other, and now the cliffhanger is, will we meet in person? So, you know, now that the pandemic is winding down, so we say, is it winding down? You know, me and Amanda might meet. So stay tuned.
Do a live show.
Maybe. Could be cute.
Y'all, go over to patreon.com/theBList and subscribe to the bonus episodes so you can get this and other bonus episodes. Y'all know where to find me on social. Tell the people where to find you on social. Well, you're
don't find. Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, you have Imperfect Strangers, the Instagram.
Yeah,
account.
That's cute. But if you want to find me, Melissa, on social media.
On Twitter.
My tweets stay locked. Melissa Beck stays locked. Y'all can't come in there. You could try. But that's really special curated, and I got a nice group of followers who don't be asking me shit and don't be talking shit, which is how I like it. However, I do have a public account that does have a blue check.
Mm-hmm. I saw. New.
I got a blue check. Yep. New. I know.
I knew.
Melissa RWNO. If you want to go read my public tweets, which are kind of safe, and I'm doing on my public Twitter account is mentioning celebrities and being like, "Hi, want to meet me? Hey, sweetie, we're both black and yellow." So yes, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Melissa RWNO or Melissa Beck. You can be in the pending queue for as long as you like.
Like I said, you guys know where to follow me. Head over to the B-side so we can continue this conversation. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Thank you.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.